And so, so after that, then, you know, one should go and receive instruction from the guru, you know, to actually realize the emptiness. And for that, without having a single point of concentration, there's no way one can realize emptiness. You know, so and one should go and receive teachings, and you know, and follow the instruction according to do the things in according to the guru's instruction, and try to develop the realization of calm abiding or single point of concentration. And so first when you try to develop that calm abiding or the single point in concentration, you know, at that time your object is not emptiness. You know, you're not trying to develop the single point of concentration on the emptiness. And you know, so at that time the object, your focal object, you know, either could be your mind or any kind of holy object like the statue of a Buddha and so forth. And you know, so you try to develop the single point of concentration just by focusing on the statue of a Buddha. And so when you are able to keep your mind on that object for long enough of time, then after that, then you can move your object, you know, then you can, you know, use that concentration to develop emptiness. And so you, by taking the object off one's in a single point in concentration, either one's mind or the, like I said, or the statue of a Buddha, and then you know, focusing on it, you know, for a long enough time without, you know, by contracting or without having the mental thinking and mental excitement, you know, without having mental thinking or excitement, and if one is able to, you know, focus on the object for long enough time, then one can, you know, easily move, you know, to the different objects. So in this case, and then you can move, you know, to the emptiness, and then meditate, and then use that single point of concentration to meditate on emptiness.
Mm-hmm.
So this process, you know, this you know, the following of this kind of process. So first you try to develop the concentration, and then you try to, you know, gain the realization of the correct view or the emptiness in this case. And so so that kind of process is called, you know, through the power of meditation, search for the view. You know, so that's what it's called, through the power of meditation, search for the view. And then there's also other, you know, process called the through the view, you know, So other process is, you know, through view and search for the emptiness through view. Search for the emptiness through view, so which is extremely difficult for beginners. And so for the, you know, for the beginners, you know, the process of searching for the view, you know, through the power of meditation is more advised.
Yan the Samata, Yan the Samata, and then the dish in the Pesha Yapagay, Yinzena Lone,
So like I said earlier, from that time, one has the correct assumption, you know, to emptiness, you know, to, you know, one actually realize emptiness by following and by, you know, doing the practices just as being instructed by one's guru and so forth. So during all this time, one should think about the reasons of the emptiness, think about emptiness and example, you know, think about the examples of the emptiness and so forth. So think about it again and again, receive teachings on that, read the books on that. So one should really work really, really hard. And one should work really, really hard to, you know, realize emptiness. So by doing all these things, then eventually it is possible to realize the emptiness. So, you know, through depending on the reasons and then the examples, you know, such as the such as the illusions or the mirage, the voice of the echoes and so forth. So by depending on this, all this, you know, so when you and come to really understand about emptiness, and you come to understand about emptiness through depending on the reasons and so forth, so that understanding of emptiness, so that's that that first moment of understanding of emptiness is called inferential, you know, because of jibat. So that's called the inferential cognition, inferential cognition realizing emptiness. And so because you have cognized or realized emptiness, you know, through the inferential cognition, therefore you have realized emptiness, and you know, you are known as the person who have realized emptiness. And so once one have generated and, you know, one have developed that inferential cognition realizing emptiness, then once bodhicitta becomes very, very powerful, you know, one becomes like very, very, you know, excited or very rushing, you know, to achieve enlightenment quickly in order to benefit others. So because that kind of person, you know, has realized emptiness, therefore he or she will understand, you know, that it is, you know, it's 100% possible, you know, to cut the root of the cycle existence.
Oh yeah.
So because when one sees the possibility of, you know, being able to cut, you know, the root of the cycle existence or uproot the cycle existence, then you know, there's you know, then one cannot stop, you know, to not, you know, do something to eliminate, you know, those cause and those delusions, you know. So all the time, even if you ask, you know, him or her not to do any meditations, you know, you couldn't stop, you know, just be like, you know, kind of very addicted, you know, to do the meditation. So throughout day and night, because, you know, he or she wants to abandon all these delusions and quickly achieve liberation or enlightenment. And so that kind of, you know, that kind of realization of emptiness, you know, with that kind of realization of emptiness,